Okay.
I don't even know how to use one of those things. Don't laugh. I only know how to use a cork popper.
I washed that out the other day.
Oh.
I'm not doing that. Hey, yeah. That's better.
We'll get some more for sure before Monty
Sarah?
Says.
Keep going. Oh, that's cold.
Yep.
And how are we?
All right, guys. Cheers.
Mm-hmm.
We got a great time coming up ahead of us.
I didn't realize you were doing the toast. I drank early.
That's
all right,
okay,
though.
Don't worry about it. We all did.
Yeah.
This is great.
Yeah. Oh.
I had the beans here in our wonderful little place for the next month, and I'm glad you thought about it.
Wouldn't it be so ironic if Operation Independence also ended up being here?
Oh, God. I don't know how we would put up with it, though.
No, it's a little small.
Yeah, well, they have a two-bedroom, too, but it's a little bit more expensive.
Yeah, I don't think we'd be able to manage that.
No, we would not be able to manage the rent for the month.
No, not three of us.
No.
No. Because per month, technically, it's over $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just for the single bed.
Yes.
The double would be a bit more.
Yeah, it'd probably be
single we'd manage, but we'd be in each other's hair.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, if this was like short term.
Oh, yeah, then that's fine.
If this was like short term, while we were looking for an actual place to stay, like a townhouse or something, then yeah, sure.
That's fine.
I mean, like, if I moved from my parents' house a couple of weeks or so, you know, we'd be looking online and things.
Yeah.
That's fine, but...
And normally the best time to do it is in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
Because then there's places that are open. If you do it during, Memorial Day, then you're kind of screwed.
Oh, you can do it, but...
Yeah, but it's almost impossible. We almost didn't find anything when the explosion happened at my grandmother's condo.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Mm. This is good.
We almost didn't find a place to stay, like, 2 weeks ago. We were scrambling.
I remember. It would be a week. It would have been a week Thursday. This Thursday.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying, it has been a week, but I'm saying 2 weeks ago.
Right.
When your mom dropped that bomb on us.
Yeah. But you know what? I think that this is going to be better.
I think this is better for Monty, Jill, and I, and you, too. I mean, because in all fairness, Jill and I were thinking about, you know, reserving a hotel for New Year's. We don't even have to do that.
No, you don't. So, I mean, we cut, like, a lot. And the good thing is, like, yeah, I think we are right near the Strip. Except I'm going to be on Temple Hill.
This is give me a second. I have a camera on this thing.
Nice. Except I'm going to be on Temple Hill, so...
I wouldn't post that on Facebook, though, can we?
What? Oh, yeah,
picture,
I know.
Because if we were at the Emeralds, then our cover would be
blown. I won't post Emeralds.
No, don't do that.
You can't, you have the option of doing it, but,
I'd rather not, because then Fran and Shirley would see it.
Alright.
This is
okay.
So...
Alright, guys. Smile.
I can't hold this for much longer.
I don't think it's snow.
It may have. I didn't hear.
I don't know.
I didn't hear it. Okay.
Hold on a second.
Take two?
Pardon? Oh.
You didn't?
Bugger.
That wasn't...
happened. It says my card's locked.
Oh.
It does that.
That's bad.
It does. I can unlock it.
That's bad.
That's easy. That's manual.
Yeah. Use your fingernail.
No.
I have all these hard drives and stuff. We shot the Luxor. We might be shooting a lot more.
All right, guys. Now we should be all right. Oh, okay, here we go.
Yay!
Okay.
I can't hold this for much longer.
Did it turn off on me?
Oh my god, I think it did.
It turned off on me.
Oh.
What the heck? What? There's a battery too. What the hell? I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's got full battery. Okay, there we go.
Are you sure this time?
Yes.
Three.
Yeah,
three.
There we go. We got it. There we go.
Yay!
Woo!
Woo!
I don't want a copy of that.
And I wonder, like, you know, our next door neighbors, oh my gosh, what are they doing? I wonder if our next door neighbors, oh my gosh, what are they doing, you know?
They're playing a game.
Yeah. Yeah, they're playing a game! That's what I won!
Love it.
When we all
picture that.
Yeah, look good.
You know, when Uncle Rob comes back into town, all of us are gonna have to play Scrabble.
Oh god.
Ooh.
No, when Monty comes, all of us are gonna play Scrabble.
Oh my. I kicked your butt though.
Uh-huh. By a lot.
four letter words.
A lot of four letter words.
I actually played with some Scrabble geeks and they really taught me how to play.
I could tell.
Way to spell that word.
Hmm. Yeah, I could tell.
That is great. Honestly, I love that.
Ah! I can't do it.
There's still some beverage left.
I know. That's...
Nope.
If you can drill holes, you can play like the bottle.
Oh, gosh.
Oh,
oh man.
Oh, man, we're for nuts. Nope.
You need to resonate there more, Ruben.
I know I do.
Mm. Not that!
Oh, good time.
At least you're not doing a portamento up and down the street.
Yeah.
It's funny because my teacher's like, do a portamento. I'm like, a portabella? She's like, no, a portamento. I'm like, what's that?
A portamento.
Yep.
Looks like Katrina's had a baby shower.
Huh?
My friend Katrina.
Mm.
Looks like she's had a baby shower.
Oh, nice.
She comes out on Christmas Day.
Hmm. Have I ever met her? I can't remember.
Yes.
I have.
She remembers you.
Okay, that's good. Good things, I hope.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good.
My friend and his son. Oh, that's But his wife is very possessive.
Oh! Oh. Feel better now? I'll take that as a yes. That'd be ironic if, you know, it.
That'd be funny.
That would be, yeah. It's funny because I had to do that, like, in the first aid class I took.
Uh-huh.
They had me do that to the baby, and they were, I was like, they're like, pat on the back. I'm like, they're like, oh, come on, Sarah. I'm like, what? She's like, he was like, pound the baby's back harder. I'm like, no, it was Sarah. Yeah, I just didn't have the heart to do it. It was a dummy baby, but I just didn't have the heart to do it. I couldn't do it. So, I've got to get recertified, actually. It's been years since I took my first aid CPR classes.
That's a magical memory. Sure. I'll turn on the camera again.
Well, maybe at the house we can do the cover art. Or at least the photo, so. Everything is uploaded to Bandcamp.
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't hit publish yet.
I'm not tapping anything yet.
No, you're not.
Yeah, let's try that again.
There we go.
Hey, well, moving forward. It's a bit crooked.
Whoops.
I'm going to delete this, okay?
You could straighten it out using Photoshop, can't you?
Well, no, it's just, it was misaligned. I gotta get rid of that one.
Hmm.
Try that again?
That works.
Yeah. Here.
actually.
AOL movie phone. I hate you, AOL. You were never accessible. AOL.
Oh, I didn't. I'm glad AIM is now down to clunker. Well, I heard it is anyway. I'm not sure if that's true, though.
Are we having trouble? Oh, excuse me.
I'm spoiled. I'm used to my leather couch at home. Jill, you've sat on that couch, haven't you? No, yes, you have. Yes, you have.
What?
The leather couch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've been spoiled.
The camcorder is at the Awami residence.
Oh, Ruben!
That just pulled right out. I wasn't even trying.
Oh, here's the one from Christmas party last night.
Oh. That's true, I was looking at you. Mm. And then tomorrow we'll do laundry.
Oh, fine.
When I get out of work, yeah.
Ugh.
She gets in at 10, so I mean, the good news is I'll be there at your place a little bit later in the day. I won't be there at 6.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
oh yeah. Yeah. Or, hello, Ruben. Yeah, you
can. Okay, I remember that.
It scared Monty the first time. He's like, who are you?
I'm K7ZUM.
No one else has heard that, thank goodness. Thank goodness I've never been on call. Ever.
You called me on Skype, or I called you, because, like, you were doing all right. You got up. Oh, I just got up from a nap.
Yeah.
This is my morning voice. So
yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's funny. I mean, a lot of people are like, what? And then, you know, and then it goes back to normal, and then it goes to this, you know? Like, the only exception is if I'm performing. Then I always try and talk in my head voice all the time, right up until the performance. Everyone hates when I do that, by the way. Hi, I'd like to check into the hotel. You know.
I can't imagine doing that.
Well, you have to do what you have to do. And it really does help. Jill, I'm sure you've done that before, haven't you?
What?
You talk in your head voice up until the performance.
I feel bad
for the soft spoken. It just... For me, it helps promote resonance and resonation.
I feel bad for the wispy, soft-spoken person who wants to sing.
Oh, we have a ton of them at the school. I mean, but there are ways to strengthen and improve their voices. I mean, there was one person, of course I don't remember it because it was years ago, but their voice was like this. You know, quite literally. But now she has such a big voice. Even when she speaks, she's so soft-spoken, you know. But now when she sings, she has this huge voice.
Aww.
You know, I'm not sure how they did it, but they did.
I'm trying to get the resonation
down. Luckily, I'm not like that. I mean, I don't have a big voice, but it works.
I have a voice that carries, but you know, mine carries.
Yeah, we're going to work on that with you. Actually, I think I could probably use that to my advantage. Well, you could use the resonation to your advantage that way.
Christmas party.
Mm-hmm. Michael McCullough. No, that's not his name. Bill McCullough, or whatever his name is, I forgot now. He has really thick vocal cords,
mm-hmm.
This really small voice when he talks, and a stutter, but this really small voice when he talks. When he sings, I was in the fourth row, and my ears hurt. It's a good voice, but it's a very resonant, very powerful voice. He is going to get jobs when he graduates. Because they want that. They want that big, resonant voice in operas. He barely should do any
work. Everybody is looking for people that speak Spanish. But my friend speaks butt.
Ew!
But no. When they say they speak butt, it's more onomatopoeic. They don't make the actual sound. Mm.
Okay.
Point.
There was one student who used to end every sentence with mup.
Really?
Yeah. It was a blindism, I guess.
Oh, okay. Louisiana.
No, actually, well, I got told of this. There was one student in Louisiana. We all couldn't stand her. I'm hoping she changed, but she came to the center wanting everything on a silver platter.
Oh, God.
None of us could stand her. She turned out nice in the end, though. But, I mean, she really had a big heart, but it didn't seem like it when you first met her. Type deal, you know? Like, the bus didn't have a lift, so, you know, I had to go up. I mean, I normally don't take the bus, but I wasn't in the immobilizer. I was in the cast. Not really. Uh-huh. It was in the brace. And, you know, Sharon was like, come on, Sarah, come on, you can do it, you can do it! It hurt. You know, it took me 2 minutes to get on the bus, but...
I'm sure.
I did it! Oh, someone's TV's on.
Ooh.
Can you hear that?
Vaguely.
Yeah. It's as clear as day to me. I'm losing the higher frequencies. I can hear the lower frequencies, though, but I'm losing the higher frequencies. Which might be a good thing. What are you doing? Oh, that sounds horrible. Voice recorder sounded really good when you...
Oh, when I played the guitar?
Mm-hmm. Mr. Grinch. He's not breathing where the punctuation should be.
Yeah.
I'm still in paper mode, sorry.
It's okay.
I always will be. I always will be in paper mode, I think. That's a long greeting.
This is Mike Rowe. He's a very...
He sounds just like him. Doesn't he?
Yeah. He's actually really good. Mike Rowe, what do you want to call it? He has his own show called Dirty Jobs.
I've seen that show.
The biggest one of what he's doing, he's doing a competition for anybody who... He is giving away, like, $500 if you get his dog to howl to your greeting.
Oh.
Because he is known for doing that. His dog is actually known to do that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that works. I can imagine Fran Fine. Hi, I can't come to the phone right now, but if you leave me a message, I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Mm-hmm. I can't do that for very long, but yeah. Mr. Sheffield!
I was doing something like that yesterday when we were on our way to the Smiths.
The where?
The Smiths, the grocery store.
Oh, Smiths. Okay, gotcha.
Oh, he says he speaks butt. Oh, God, he speaks butt.
You sound like you're from New York or Boston. More Boston,
it's
I guess.
Jewish, like the Yiddish, you know. Oh, God, he sounds like he's speaking cottage.
I know. Actually, you know what? That seems to be a common accent among some of the Jewish people that I know, and I'm not sure
Yiddish
why.
Yiddish women especially. Is it?
Why?
Oh, God, dear, he speaks, but...
Where's Yiddish at?
Yiddish is another way of saying Hebrew.
Okay, but Hebrew is such a...
Oh, my nose.
But who Hebrew is?
My nose hurts now.
But Hebrew is like Arabic. I'm not sure why that accent would be like that. It doesn't make sense. Hebrew is like Arabic.
Like studio Yiddish, you know.
Yeah. I don't know where they got that from, but okay.
Oh, God, he speaks fine. That's just fantastic. You know, he told me what Puyayev means, and it's awful.
What does it mean?
Oh, it means go fuck yourself.
No! Good one, Ruben. Good one.
So every time a taxi cab driver starts speaking in Puyayev,
can you move? Thanks.
So every time you hear a cab driver talk like that, it means they're telling the other driver to go fuck themselves.
And you know,
dear, that's awful.
And you know that cab drivers, like stereotype them too. No, stereotype them too.
Oh yes.
Hey, speak spot. Oh dear.
Welcome to a yellow cab. Where can I take you? And of course, nowadays that's more accurate.
Welcome to yellow cab.
Yeah.
Where can I take you?
Where do you want to go today?
Yeah.
Oh, you do that too well.
Yes, you do. Actually, you sound like my former boss.
And the problem isn't so much the connection. The problem is you've got a 3-1 cable instead of a Cat 5 cable.
Yeah. you really do sound like my former boss.
I do that.
Welcome to Project Starfish. And you really did talk like that, and I had to, like, keep myself from laughing. I really did, but you know what? He was so wonderful to work with. He really was.
Now, the beauty of working in this production company is everybody here is freelance. And we take our time with whatever we do. We have this wonderful gentleman who is partially sighted. He edits videos for the company. It brings out a high definition of quality videos. I do that too well.
I guess you've heard it often enough.
I've called customer service where the most of them...
Now what you're going to do, you're going to go into the control panel.
Yes!
Once you're in control panel, go into computer management. Are you on computer management now? Okay.
Yeah.
You're going to go into disk management. Right click with the right mouse button, the disk drive you chose to change the letter to.
You really do that way too well. I mean, it's funny. I mean, I had to stop. I had to stop because my boss, like, I had to, like, kind of keep my mouth shut because that's really how my boss sounded. He was born in India, you know, poor. I don't remember the whole story, but basically, he now is the CEO of Oracle. But he's in the same company, but he switches jobs every 5 years so that way he knows the company inside and out. He knows what it's like.
Well, that's my brother, Bruch Mokolosai.
What was that? Someone tweeted out, like, the guy, he had, like, the longest name. It sounded like a jazz scat name, and he told the cop it. Remember? Remember that? Like, last year, it was something like Skidoo something, 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 bop, bop.
Oh, my Lord.
That was his name, and I don't remember all of it, but he was like, what?
The beauty is all around us. The sound quality is amazing. Put this on and listen. Take a very good listen. Wow, those hobos sound very broad. He is using an audio technical microphone, and if you listen closely, you'll hear the wind chimes in the background.
Hi, my name is Abgadegi Jekyllman Akwarstuixes. That's actually spelled A B C D E.
There is one who tried to go to BSRN radio, and I told him, you know, the manager of BSRN radio.
I thought someone just. Oh, okay.
That was the official.
Oh, that sounds weird.
The manager of BSRN radio is a real prick.
People might have said that about me when I was running WICS, but, you know, I wasn't trying to be.
Yeah, but you weren't Andre Louie.
I was called that a few times.
Oh, Lord.
Well, I did kind of have a big head.
thing.
Oh, William Shatner!
No! Patrick Stewart.
Yeah, what?
All the episodes kind of mesh together.
Oh gosh. Oh jeez. Worf? I can hear the splices.
Yeah.
Nice. Is that
funny.
From all the Star Trek episodes from...
Yeah, from Next Generation, yeah.
Oh, I was going to say... Wesley wasn't in... Oh, yeah, he was, wasn't he?
Yes.
Yes, he was. That's right. That's right. And then he disappeared. Or something.
Well,
yeah.
No, he went to.
He went with a time traveler.
Oh,
no,
I
time traveling.
Did he?
Yeah, he went with a time traveler. I remember because he had to go. He was called. You know, that time traveler who kept appearing. Yeah, Wesley had a gift. Remember?
You mean by Q?
No, not Q. No, Wesley had a gift, and he had to go with the time traveler.
I don't remember. I'll have to look.
I think. Yeah. And then, Kes disappeared in Voyager, poor thing. She just kind of disappeared. Faded away into absolute nothingness. What's his name was Crush? Who liked her?
No.
Neelix? No. Yeah, Neelix did, but who was helping her? Tuvok. Tuvok was saddened.
Tuvok is a, Vulcan.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I tried to go one day.
And Tupac's a rapper.
No.
I'm just kidding.
I have all the Star Trek stuff on my hard drive, on my, on a server. It's 30 gigs of video, of audio. From the ones from the 60s, or whenever it started, to Voyager, to three movies that I have.
Wow, they received 3 to 5 inches of snow yesterday, and it's
Whoa.
Still snowing.
Jeez. Jeez.
That's just wonderful. There's this forum that I follow. I lurk because they're a troll message board, but some of the people
yeah.
that they mention on their site are either internet oddballs or weirdos or just
yeah.